This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news this morning, a massive prisoner swap reportedly is underway involving the U.S. and Russia. No word on which prisoners are being exchanged, but Americans detained in Russia include Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, a corporate security executive from Michigan. Meanwhile, there's also word this morning that some American-made F-16 fighter jets have arrived in Ukraine as it battles Russia. The AP's Jennifer King.
Analysts say the planes will enhance Ukraine's air defense against Russia, flying sorties in Ukrainian skies and boosting the country's current fleet of aging Soviet-era jets. Ukrainian aviation expert Anatoly Kravchinsky says the F-16s will help the Ukrainian Air Force protect the country's airspace and increase the range to strike strategic targets.
The Israeli military is confirming this morning that the head of Hamas's military wing, Mohammed Def, was killed in an airstrike in Gaza in July. And this morning, the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire in the Middle East. The AP's Donna Warder.
While in Mongolia, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and an easing of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, saying that right now the path the region is on is toward more conflict, violence, suffering, and insecurity.
Ceasefire is in the interest of everyone. It's in the interest of Israelis. It's in the interest of Palestinians. It's in the interests of the region.
Blinken made the comments as Iran's supreme leader and Palestinian militia representatives mourn the killing of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. The shocking assassination is being blamed on Israel and could lead to an all-out regional war. I'm Donna Warder.
Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver the eulogy for Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee today at a North Houston church. Sheila Jackson Lee was 74 when she died. This is AP News. There's word of an arrest involving the Secret Service detail for the vice president's stepdaughter. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York with this story.
A New York City software developer was arrested after allegedly damaging the license plates of two Secret Service vehicles assigned to protect Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, who was dining at a restaurant in Tribeca at the time. The Secret Service says Ella Emhoff was not in danger. The man, Harry Heyman, appears to be a supporter of a small group of citizen activists who call attention to and sometimes personally adjust the obstructed license plates often used to evade tolls and traffic enforcement. An X profile bearing the suspect's name shows dozens of messages about the issue. Heyman was charged with obstructing governmental administration and criminal mischief. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.